From Spark and Anvil and ChanceForge, this is Odds and Flipside in Chapter 1 of the ChanceForge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. In the ChanceForge stood a long, glowing bar, painted from 0 at one end to 1 at the other, the whole line of everything that could possibly happen. Odds stood proudly at it, a pointer in hand. "Watch," said Odds, tapping the bar. "Somebody's about to roll a die. What's the chance they roll a 6? They slid their pointer to a spot near the low end, 1 face out of 6. Right about there. That's the odds. I read the chance a thing happens. Clean, direct, done." Behind them, quietly, Flipside was looking at the rest of the bar, all the space Odds hadn't pointed to. "And I," said Flipside, "read what's left. If the 6 sits there, then not a 6 is all of this." They swept a hand across the long remaining stretch. 5 faces out of 6. Everything that isn't the thing. Odds glanced back. "You always do that. You always look at the other side." "Somebody has to," Flipside said mildly. "Besides, look." They pointed at the whole bar, end to end. "Your little piece and my big piece. Together we cover the entire line. No gaps. Every single time." "Huh," said Odds, seeing it. "They add up to the whole thing." "They add up to 1, said Flipside. "They always do."
Flipside liked to admit, when the forge was quiet, that they hadn't always felt proud of their job. "For the longest time," Flipside said, "I thought I was the leftover one. Odds got to name the exciting thing. Will it rain? Will they win? Will the 6 come up? And I just counted whatever was left over. The scraps. The not that." They shrugged. It felt small, like being the second half of somebody else's sentence. Odds set down their pointer, listening. "And then," Flipside went on, "a gambler asked a question Odds couldn't easily answer. Roll a die 4 times. What's the chance you get at least 1 6? And Odds started counting. 1 6, or 2 6s, or a 6, then a not 6, then a 6. So many ways, all tangled up. It was a nightmare, Odds admitted. "So I turned it around," said Flipside, brightening. "I asked the opposite. What's the chance of no 6s at all? That's easy. Just not 6 4 times in a row. Count that, subtract from 1, and there's your answer." They smiled. "That was the day I stopped feeling like the leftover. The opposite isn't the scrap. Sometimes the opposite is the only door that opens."
A young apprentice came with a real problem, looking worried. "There's a spinner. It lands on red a lot. Lots of little red slices, all different sizes, scattered everywhere. Somebody asked me the chance it lands on red. I'd have to add up every red slice. There are dozens." Odds winced. "That's a lot of adding, and if you miss one..." "Then don't count the red," said Flipside gently. "Count the not red. How many slices aren't red?" The apprentice blinked. "Just 3. 3 blue ones." "3, said Flipside. "Add up those 3. That's the chance of not red. Now, subtract from 1, the apprentice said, eyes going wide, "because red and not red fill the whole spinner. 1 minus the 3 blue slices is all the red, without counting a single red slice." "There it is," said Odds, grinning at Flipside. "You made the heart question easy by flipping it over." "That's the whole trick," said Flipside. "When the front door is jammed, try the back."
The apprentice was still turning it over. "But how do I know they add to 1? How do I know there's no gap?"
Odds and Flipside stepped to the glowing bar together. "Because there's no third option," Odds said. "A thing either happens or it doesn't. There's no in-between, no secret door." They pointed to their piece. "Happens."
"Doesn't happen," said Flipside, pointing to the rest.
"And between us," they said together, "we've named every possibility. The whole line, 0 to 1, completely covered. So our 2 chances have to add to the whole, to 1. The apprentice looked at the bar, Odds' piece and Flipside's piece,
meeting perfectly in the middle, with no seam, no gap, no leftover sliver. "One of you is the chance," they said slowly, "and one of you is everything else, and there's nothing outside the two of you." "Nothing," said Odds. "Nothing at all," said Flipside, and for once, they didn't sound small about it.
When the apprentice had gone, Odds and Flipside stood a while at the quiet, glowing bar.
"I never used to notice how much I need you," Odds said. "I get to point at the exciting thing, but half the time, more than half, it's you who actually cracks the problem. The at least one, the jammed front door, the spinner." They bumped Flipside's shoulder. "You're not the leftover. You're the other half of every answer I've got." Flipside was quiet, looking at the whole line, their big piece, an odd small one, together making one complete, unbroken thing. And something in them that had felt like a scrap for so long finally settled and went warm. The quiet, steadying gladness of understanding at last that they were never the leftover of the story. They were the half that made it whole, and always had been. "Together we're one," Flipside said softly. "Together we're one," Odds agreed, and the bar glowed steady and full between them.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Odds and Flipside. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA4 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.